We're concluding today, and we're just going to take it easy, all right? Please remember, right, like, share, invite someone. Don't forget this, share and share and share, right? Not because we're looking for followers. Please let me emphasize that. No, we are seeking for souls, and we want the Lord to touch them through the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of this word that we are teaching. Jesus went about teaching, preaching in all the cities, in all the villages, and he sent us go into the world, and he said, make disciples of men. He said, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I've commanded you. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And if you are just joining this for the first time, yes, I want to introduce you to the simple word of God. We have been looking at what we call understanding, because the entire world needs understanding to solve this pandemic. There is palpable fear in the atmosphere. There are deaths, there are losses. This is a difficult time in the entire human race. And it's global. It's a global problem. It's a global pandemic. And anyone with understanding will be able to solve it. And presidents, prime ministers, nations of the earth, researchers, scientists, they are still researching, still seeking. And we are praying also that God will bring understanding, because God is the source of every understanding. When you hear the word God, God simply means the source, is the creator and the source of all life and all intelligence. Everything you see in this world was created by the source of all life and intelligence. Simply put, G-O-D, God. And please, when you say G-O-D, put a capital G, because that's who he is. He is the most high God, he is the mighty God, he is almighty, he is God Almighty. That's why he has so much super intelligence to create everything intricately. And we saw that the greatest thing he created is mankind, is you. You listening to this, you are from a great God, a great source. That's why he gave you a spirit. That's the breath in you. He gave you a body which was formed from the dust of the earth, which we have been seeing as we have been continuing in this series, right? We've explained this, all the teachings are there. And I want to apologize. For the past 2 weeks, we realized that the sound and the recording has been somehow, but thank God, not too many people noticed. But when we played it back, we found out there was that sound. And I want to believe we've eliminated that sound today. And it's cool, and we are not going to have any itch again today. So we have seen all these things, and we defined understanding to mean, right, to perceive, to discern. And understanding means you've got intelligence. You've got a skill in an art or in a particular learning. In this case, if someone has enough intelligence to know what is happening and how to solve this virus, this COVID-19, right, then the entire world will know what to do. And we learned from the Bible. You see, the Bible is simply a manual. It's like the manufacturer's manual for life. It's like a manufacturer manufactures a product, and then he sends together with this product in a packaging a manual instructing how to operate the product, how to maximize the product, how to get the best out of the product. That is what the Bible is. I like what someone said many years ago, defining the Bible. He used the B-I-B-L-E as an acronym. Do you know what the person defined it as? He says, basic instructions before leaving earth. I repeat, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. That is what the Bible is, right? Manufacturer's manual. It is super, because when we started this teaching, we were referring to things written in the Bible several thousands of years ago that's happening even in the entire human race and in the world we live in now. Things to come that were written in this B-I-B-L-E You've got it. And you know what? In this pandemic, there is a purpose. And that is what we're going to be looking a little bit more in depth in today. There is a purpose even for this pandemic. And that is why last week we looked at understanding the times and seasons that we live in, which is where we're going to start from today. You know, we have a spirit, remember? We live in a body with our soul, mind, intellect, how we think, how we learn, how we choose. That is our soul. That is the ability. Every soul is different, right? And everything that we learned and we've been learning is just pointing back to one thing, and that is any soul in anybody and in everybody and in somebody hearing this that has enough sense should know that going back to its source, his source or her source, they are better off. Because once you disconnect from your source, you're on your own. And the source of all life and all intelligence is God. So all these messages, all these teachings is to help us know we need to go back to our source. Is to bring us back to our source. This lockdown, this shutdown, this complete standstill in the entire human race is to help us to reflect, is to help us to repent. We learned that last week. When we repent, God relents. Now somebody's asking, so is it God that sent this virus? Is it God that's killing people all over the place? Why come all these things are happening? That is why we need understanding, and that is why we have been looking at the scriptures. And we have seen from the scriptures a similar pattern. There was a time in the Bible, for example, if you read Genesis and you get to chapter 6, the entire human race experienced a flood. That was a pandemic on its own, but it came in form of water. And the entire human race this time was wiped off. Only a family of 8 was preserved. A man, his wife, a man called Noah, that's the name of my first son, so I'm safe here. You see, if anything happens here, we are safe. Noah is building an ark, and we rest in this ark now. Just joking. All right, a man called Noah and his wife, God instructed him to build an ark. And his 3 sons and their wives, all of them went into the ark. Flood came. The entire human race experienced the pandemic. Now, when you look at this, it's to tell us something. You know, there's this saying, if you can learn from history, then you will know how to avoid history repeating itself. Or better still, if you learn from history, you will know when some things are repeated, what to do. What was God's aim when that first flood pandemic came? It was that the entire human race will go back and be connected to God. It's like God pressed a reset button where he wiped off all the data, you know, all the systems of the world, because the world at that time was wicked, completely wicked. Everyone had departed from God. Everyone was just doing continuously evil things. The Bible records there, if you read the book, I'm just telling you, Genesis, you can just go and read Genesis. That's why you've got that Bible. That's why you've got that basic instruction before leaving earth. Please read those basic instructions. It will help you to operate that fantastic manufacturer's original product called you. You are the greatest product, the greatest thing created by a great God. And like Shindara was admonishing and praying, see, it is not how you were born that matters. It is why you were born. You've got a purpose to fulfill on this earth. God, who created you, God, who is your original source, formed in your mother's belly, allowed you to be born into this earth to fulfill his own plan, not the plan of anybody, not the plan of your parents, not the plan of tutors, not even your own plan. He's got a plan for you. The thoughts, he says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, that I have towards you are thoughts of good, to give you a future, a hope. The plans I have for you. And, you know, if you've been following this series, people will come to this earth. People will leave this earth. Yes, you heard me. Everybody will die. Every single person, including this person speaking to you through this broadcast. We will all leave this earth. That is why people die. Right? Are you saying it's not a... Are you saying it's not a big deal that people die? Listen, it is written in the Bible that everybody will die. It is written in the Bible. There's an appointment every single soul will keep. It is called appointment with death. But it didn't end there in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is in the New Testament, I think chapter 9 somewhere, right? He says, after this comes the judgment. What does that mean? Everything your soul has thought, chosen, done while you're on this earth, because you are a living soul, you can be independent literally from your maker. Just like the balloon illustration we made. If I breathe into that balloon, my breath is in that balloon, the balloon can be blown away by the wind and fly away. If the balloon has a mind of its own and the balloon is sensible like human beings, then the balloon one day will realize, I am better off if I go back, stay by my source, abide by my source, get reconnected back. That is what the new birth is known, is called. That's what it means to be rebirthed. When you repent, have a change of mind, and you return back to your maker. You confess every wrong choices you've made, every wrong actions you've taken outside of your source. You come back to be reconnected so that his original plan, the original plan of God, will be fulfilled in your life. And you flow with that plan while you're on this earth, because you're going to leave this earth, right? And after that, the judgment. There's a place called eternity. One is eternal damnation. The other is eternity, where you spend that eternity in glory with your maker. Right? Crowned in glory. Living in a new earth, in a new heaven. You see, all these things are in the Bible. So they are not rocket science. That's why we're making this teaching very, very basic and simple. Think about it. After I leave this earth, right? It's not, you know, we talk about people's legacy, glory. Thank God for people who come through this earth and we remember them for good. But after they leave this earth, they are still going somewhere. Everybody will. Whatever you have achieved on this earth, you will leave it here. They will become irrelevant unless they have eternal value, unless they stand the test of eternity. Unless it is what you were created to do. Because at the end of the day, the manufacturer of a product will check the product to see if the product functions the way it was created to function. If the product malfunctions, of course, the manufacturer will not reckon with it. You are created for a purpose, a divine purpose. And that is why we need to understand what we are talking about. So today, let us go to understanding the times and seasons we live in. Of course, we're in it, but two, right? Last week, quickly, what did we talk about last week? We looked at human mind and intelligence. We are so intelligent as human beings, we can predict and forecast the weather, right? I check the weather for tomorrow because I'm having plans in the evening for tomorrow, and it's predicted that it's going to be sunshine here in Liverpool, in the United Kingdom. So I'm making my plans because someone has enough intelligence to tell me what the weather will be like. And guess what? Most times they are right. You know, I don't want to go into some other things because at times they are very wrong. Very, very wrong. But they get it almost every time. But that margin of error, that's to let us know we are not in control of this earth. We can master so many things, but we still have our limitations as human beings. The one who has all insight, the one who has all intelligence, yes, is the one who gave us that intelligence. That is why we read, there is a spirit in man. It is the breath, the inspiration of the Almighty, the source of life and intelligence that now brings a proper understanding, that gives them understanding. We see that in the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 8. So, but we cannot interpret the signs of the times. And Jesus, in the Bible, we saw from Matthew chapter 16, he rebuked the people who were there then. You know, when you look at the sky, what's going to happen? He said, but you don't understand the signs of the times. And he went on to say that, look, you don't understand that some things are going to happen. It was more or less like a warning. We see that in Matthew chapter 16. Just read Matthew chapter 16, the first verses. And then in another place in the gospel, according to St. Luke, chapter 21, from verse 10 to 11, he began to talk about what is happening even in these days we live in. He talked about wars. He talked about nations fighting. He talked about kingdoms coming against kingdoms. He talked about, guess what? Famines, earthquakes, and what? Pestilences. That is what this pandemic is. That is exactly what a pestilence is. A pestilence is a fatal epidemic disease. It's a plague. Jesus said it will happen. He says fearful sights. He said great signs there will be from heaven. Jesus foretold of this time. Jesus warned. Jesus said that evil, sinful people, that we are always seeking for a sign. We are always demanding for a miracle. We are always saying this and that. Listen, there are astrologers, there are palm readers, there are Ouija boards, people who operate Ouija boards and try to tell you your future. Listen, if anyone can accurately predict your future, how come they die? Think about it. That person who you consulted and looked at an Ouija board, right? They will still die. How come they can't foretell their own future? So that's to tell us that there's something beyond mankind. There is something beyond the ordinary. There's something beyond the natural. There's the extraordinary and there's the supernatural. And that is where God, the source of all life and intelligence, comes in. So Jesus now said, no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. And what was the sign of Jonah? We saw it from the scriptures. Jonah received a warning to go warn people. He didn't. We learned that last week. He refused. But then what happened? God met Jonah. God spoke to Jonah after Jonah realized he was going in the wrong direction. That is the sign that we are seeing now. And that's what God is saying. So, what was the ultimate? God, at the end of the day, gave Jonah a second chance. And he sent Jonah again. And Jonah warned the people. The people repented. God relented. Don't ever forget that. And the Bible tells us in Jonah chapter 1, two, it says, when God saw what they did, in Jonah, I think it's the third chapter, verse 1 to 2. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he has said he would do to them. Listen, understanding the times and the seasons. What do you think God is saying to you at this season? Let me tell us what God is saying. I believe God is giving everyone a second chance. I believe God is sending this word to you today that repent, return to me, and I will receive you. God is saying through this pandemic, understand something. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the Bible says to everything there is a season, a time, for every purpose under heaven. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season. Listen, a time for every purpose under heaven. That is deep. And let me break this down. What that simply means is that everything has a season. Woo! Including coronavirus, COVID-19. Everything has a season, and listen to the next thing. Everything has a purpose. There is a purpose for the coronavirus. Do you know what that means again from that scripture? Let me read it again. Write it down, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Coronavirus, COVID-19 is operating under heaven right now. Listen, in heaven, according to the scriptures, there is no sickness, there is no pain, there is total health, there is wholeness. There, all that happens is worship. The streets are paved with gold. What a better place to be at this time. But under heaven, we're experiencing a global pandemic. But Ecclesiastes says everything has a season, everything has a purpose, and everything has a time. And guess what again? Every purpose has a time. I repeat, everything has a season, everything has a purpose, everything has a time, and every purpose has also a time. Listen, let's replace everything with COVID-19. COVID-19 has a season. It's not going to be forever. COVID-19 has a purpose because everything, COVID-19 is a thing, right? COVID-19 has a time. Time simply means when. You know, a process in time. You capture the time. We capture time. God does not live in our time. God operates outside time. Time is in God, the source of all life. But so God has set time boundaries for everything. So COVID-19 has a time. And guess what? There is a purpose for COVID-19. And every purpose has a time. Simply put, when we have understanding of the purpose of a thing, it gives us the key to knowing the season and the time for that thing. Understanding the purpose of a thing is the key to knowing the season and time for it. Understanding the purpose. So our focus should be the purpose. And pray, Lord, I have been praying because what it means is there's a purpose for this COVID-19. And I found a very simple answer. His purpose, the purpose, because the Bible says everything God has made beautiful in its time. In that same Ecclesiastes, if you go down to verse 11 of chapter 3, right? The purpose of this COVID-19 is to bring every one of us, including you, right, to repentance, to change our minds, to return to our source, to cry out like Jonah cried in that belly of the fish. 3 days, 3 nights, he repented. He cried out to God, and God heard, and God released him. I am saying this. Every purpose, listen, has a time. The time now is the time that the Bible calls the acceptable time. Do not harden your heart and repent. Return to your Maker. Return. Return. Let's bow our heads and just talk to him. Talk, 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 talk. Lord God Almighty, the purpose of this COVID-19, God is giving, like Jonah, you a second chance. He's given me a second chance. If you have made wrong choices, if you have separated, and you've never even heard the what we call the gospel, it's got good news. I've just brought the good news to you. Return. Return. And return like the balloon that got breath back to the one who gave you that breath. He gave you a soul so that you can make this choice today. It is appointed unto man to die. Every soul will die. Every soul will leave this earth. But what happens next? Listen. The purpose brings you to a place where you will say, Lord, I am sorry. Every choice I've made, I return to you. I receive this second chance today. This word is to heal, not to condemn. If you are feeling a conviction, that is what is known as the conviction of the Spirit of God, just telling you that this message is for you. Take action. All you need to do. The Bible says, whosoever, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just call. God, help me. I did this 34 years ago. It will be 34 years in December this year when I made this decision. I've not looked back. I can't say I'm perfect. But you know what? I am at peace right now, knowing that I'm safe with the one who gives me peace. The Bible calls it the peace that passes all understanding. Please cry out to him right now. And I pray, Lord, right now, I just sense healing, 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 healing. God is not slack concerning his promises. As he said it, yes, he will do what he said. As he promised, he will bring to pass what he has promised. And right now, by the stripes of Jesus, because Jesus shed his blood, first of all, to bring us back to God, to reconcile us, I say in the name of Jesus, let everything that is wrong in your body, everything wrong in your soul, everything about you that is not in line with the original plan of God, let it begin to align in the name of Jesus. Let your mind bounce back. Let that mind that was going out of control, let that mind receive life. Let that mind receive soundness in the name of Jesus. I pray for your human body right now. It is written, wave the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead. If that spirit comes to you, the Spirit of God is coming to you right now. Receive the Comforter. Receive him. Just say, Father, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. If the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in your body, it gives life to your body. I say, receive life from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes, that cool breeze you are feeling right now, that air that is just blowing all of a sudden. Yes, yes, God is giving you that feeling just to let you know he is healing you, healing you. If there's anything you couldn't do before, start doing it. You couldn't stretch your hand. You had back pain. You had anything, just try and move and begin to thank God right now. Father, to you be all the glory. Father, to you be all the praise. Father, to you be all adoration. Thank you. Thank you. Take all the glory. Thank you for giving us understanding. Thank you for making your word and giving understanding to the simple, from the oldest to the youngest, even as your daughter Shindara prayed. Thank you. Thank you. To you be all the glory. To you be all the glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just thank him. Just, oh, I rejoice with someone who's making that decision. I rejoice with you. I sincerely rejoice with you. You are experiencing something now. Can you just sense a kind of a joy you've never had before? That is the joy of the Lord. The joy that comes from God. The joy that comes when, right, a human being created in the image and likeness of God returns to God's presence. And I want to invite you, don't look back. You've made the greatest decision of your life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you've called. Just say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I receive everything you've done for me. I receive forgiveness of every wrong choice I've made. Change me, mold me, and turn me into everything God has created me for. I say from today, I will follow God's plan for my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I rejoice with you. I rejoice with you. Thank you for allowing this broadcast again to come to you. We've come to the end again. Not the end, but the beginning of the ending. And for someone who made that decision, someone who just joined this broadcast, oh, I rejoice with you. There's a number that will come on the screen. Let me start with that number. You know what? God bless that family, the family of Allison. What God is doing in your life, I pray in your family will be permanent. Thank you for contacting us. There's an email address. Please send us an email. There's a number there. If you can text us from wherever you're watching from all over the world, we're broadcasting from Liverpool, United Kingdom. So you can put the international code, I think it's plus 44, and send us that number. We will love to hear from you, pray with you, rejoice with you, or send us an email. And, you know, if you don't want us to have your number, that is fine. You can send us an email from any address to info@loveassembly.co.uk. And we would love to hear what God is doing. And thank you, everyone who has been, you know, participating, inviting someone and giving and donating. Your donations have been used for so many charitable things we do and helping us to keep this going and bring the word of life to you. And once again, thank you. We're looking, and whenever the building is open, the church is never closed because you are the church. And thank you for your time again today. To God be all the glory. Right? The next time we will come again live, right, is going to be Thursday. Thursday is the 4th of June, if I'm correct. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Right? 7 p.m. And this Thursday, we are going to have a communion service. We're going to eat bread, break bread together, and we're going to drink wine together. Now, that is just symbolic of the body of Jesus that was broken and the blood of Jesus that was shed. We will talk us through, so join us again this Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It is awesome, right? And you will be glad, and we will be glad to have you continuously fellowship with us, right? There will be an announcement. If you check the comment section on this Facebook Live, if you want to make a donation, you can. If you want to contact us, you can. If you have any need, let us know. We will be glad to be there for you. And I tell you, church family is God's family. It's God's own way of showing you what a real family should be. It's called the church. Lovely, wonderful people. And I tell you, I belong to a local church here in Liverpool. It's just a family of lovely, wonderful people who made me smile yesterday, who gave me hope that there are still good people on this earth by all the love they showed me yesterday during, you know, as I marked, you know, another new year, my birthday. So thank you once again, everybody. And we are entering June. And guess what? From next month, we will be looking at wisdom. So we conclude the understanding series this Sunday, and we will get on to wisdom for overcoming, or wisdom to overcome, whichever way. We need wisdom, because what is to come, we will overcome through the wisdom of God. We have understanding now. Yes, wisdom just simply means we begin to apply what we understand. Amen. Wisdom for overcoming. All right, we got to go now. All right, we got to go. And guess what? I leave with you the peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord bring you peace on every side. The Lord bless you going out and you're coming in. The Lord bless you as you are locked down, going up your house and coming down. God bless you. And if you take a stroll out, please stay safe, stay strong, and see you on Thursday. Jehovah knows. Let's worship the Lord together as we close this broadcast. Thank you once again.